says in Amud Aleph, by Omer, Rabbi is coming to be mazbe the skier in the Mishnah. The Mishnah starts with Lakol Sheikhtin, which is not Shlach Atchila. The Shkitas Nikshera is Masher Dievet. So Rabbi is mazbe. Rabbi Omer Hachikitani Hakol Sheikhtin Vafilu Kusi. The din Lach Atchila is that Afilu Kusi Kachech. The Mendwar Mamurim Kisol Emel Agabov. That's only when Yisol is Emel Agabov. Avo Yitzav Nechnas. But if he's Yitzav Nechnas, Lo Yishchet. He cannot check from Shachat. And then you could check, test him to see if he did a good shita. So Rashi's Masber, Afilukusi. What's his din that Afilukusi could check, which is going on the first step of the Gemara, that's Lechatchila. So Rashi's Masber, Moisel and Behemel Lechatchila, Lishchit, the mitzvah Sheikh Zikubahi. The reason why he could give a Lechatchila, because it's a mitzvah Sheikh Zikubahi, of Yisrael, Yetzir Nichnas, lo yim so lishchit. But with Yisrael, Yetzir Nichnas, you should not give it in the shacht. Even though the host of the Atzma and the Maisa, they're not makban on lefni, you really see the Mechshel. So, we can show on Rashi, why does Rashi feel unnecessary that he had to say that the Kusi over here, the reason why he could give it in Lechatchila is because it was a mitzvah shachziku by him. Why is that? Why is that important for this type of the Gemara that you could give it to them lechatchila? So you saw the Rejeshev, I think, is the diagram of this Rashi, that he wants to say that Rashi is like going like the Taisus in other days, that if he's not, they're not chzikubot, and then they're not b'chal shchita, because they're not b'chal v'zalachta. The issue is that Rashi on the base, l'chare is mevor fakert. It's interesting, I think the Rejeshev makes the diagram from the Rashi on the base fakert also. Rashi on the base says that chot, in the case of the case of Kudarava, and we're always going to Rashi's Mahalach Nigamara. Rashi says, Omer Rashi, and he's Mazbin the Gemara, Rashi, he's going to Rava. Rava says, you saw Mumar Eichel Tavin, Eichel Nevelis at Yavin, Boydek Sadim Ganesalai, Mutalacha Mishkitasai, then you can Boydek Sadim Ganesalai, and Mutalacha Mishkitasai, and Leibadaki can't do it. Rashi there says that, and the Rashi, Chos Mecherish HaGadot, the Chos Mecherish HaGadot, the Rashi says, the Davko Ichlet Yavin, of Lahach, as a field Nimtz Zekina Yafa, even Nimtz Zekina Yafa, Loi, the mood, the Nau, the Kavanah B'Yadayim. The issue is because it's the mood, the Nau, the Kavanah B'Yadayim. Sounds like the whole issue of a Mumma Lahach is because he's going to be mood, the Nau, the Kavanah B'Yadayim. It sounds like if you would tack a watch and make sure he did a good Shechita from beginning to the end, there's no problem. There's no Be'etzin Digger problem. The whole issue is that he's going to do it on purpose. So even if you're Be'edek Sakina, it's not going to help for Mumma Lahach. So this Rashi is more chayim mashan, not like the Rashi Amar Al. So the chayim, you could just say a pashan mahalach, me matzia a pshat. Chayim, may Rashi Amar Al is not saying that the only reason why he can give it to the kusi is because it's mitzvah shazikubahi, and if not, it's their not b'chal v'savachta. Maybe the pshat is Rashi coming to mazan din lechatchila. The reason why he gave it to lechatchila is because it's mitzvah shazikubahi. If there wouldn't be lechatchila, maybe there'd be a reason. There'd be a reason why you should not give it to lechatchila. Or be pshat, maybe kishtaltsu the Rajba. I think mechrusa adishtaltsu. Maybe the Rajba by chereshet v'kalter, and then he says you shouldn't give it to them even if you're watching them, because there, even though you're watching them, because since they're so mu'ed to mess up, so even if you're watching them, it might happen. You have to be chayshet that the lechatchila, at least, that they might do a shio or a drisa without you noticing. So if they're not echzikubahi, so totally not, they're not like, we could say, not more going shchita b'chal, so maybe this do be another reason not to give it to them lechatchila. So that would be Shad and Rashi. In the Etzim Halach, Omer Malachas, it could be jumping a drop, but we got involved, so it's a point to get involved in the drop. So Tosis, in the din of Omer Malachas, there's a machlokes rishonim. Is it psul be'etzim or is it shtam not a psul be'etzim? Rashi Tosis on the bottom Gemara Beis Tosis says that mumr lahachis is mamish agoy. He says ava va'ichel shubarzil fugar v'gachom va'ichel nevelas lahachis. He shows it to a goy that is not b'chal v'zavachta, that is not b'chal shchita b'chal. That even diyevi do a shchita mumr lahachis doesn't work. The Rosh and Simon Hay and Simon Zion also says that. He says that it's not, he's also not b'chal v'zavachta. It's interesting, he says that he says the lashon and the rosh and Siman Zayin is that he's including someone who's not chayshish for shechita. Meaning, it sounds like guy's doesn't have to imamish amur lahaches to go against shechita. Even if the guy's something, well, I don't know, tenik shenishba, he doesn't like have a musing in shechita in his belt. Some reason he missed the halacha shechita. If you give him two pieces of meat, one's shachat, one's the vela, and he gain yourself a machlal to eat one over the other one. Such a person also, he's not bachal vizavachta. That would be the Shita Zerosh and the Taisis. The Rajba is in Davdal and later on with Soa says that no, he says that Amum Lahachis, you should not give it to them to Shech Lechatchila because he says that, you know, you have to be worried that, you know, they might try to trick you and make it an avail without you chapping. It's not be'etzim, he's saying it's not be'etzim a mufka from Mizavachta. In Narvos, it's just, you know, you have to be chayshish that he's going to try to beat around the bush, you know, try to distract you, whatever, try to get you without chapping. But not be'etzim mufka. And that was also Masha from Rashi that we just mentioned earlier. The Ran is interesting. The Ran says in enough Aleph and Aleph, he's like a whole Shagal Arichas, but in there he says that Mumra Lahachis, cipher. Or he says even someone's a mumla haches for any other of the averus, not dafka shechita. Such a person also he's b'chal goy and he's not bar zvicha and he can't shech. So we saw right away. It sounds like could be around. It sounds similar to Taisis and the Rosh that he's mufka from zvicha. But it sounds like he's a knech andrish. He sounds like the nekud here is because he's not he's the pasha from the fact he's a mumla haches. He's nichnas into a goy. I know it's not because he's dafka goy, he's mafki himself in the parish of his avachta, because he says that even if you're a mummer for any other of the not that you got to be makbid on shechita, but if he's a mummer for any other mitzvah, he has a din of a goy, and he's not a bar zvicha, he cannot shecht. So I saw someone bring out a geshmak and afkamina, it could be some regardless, he says that it could be lefi the ran that he says, according to the Ran, if the guy is not stam, for whatever he's not chosh, he's not a mumma litovin, he's not a mumma lahachas, but he's not chosh. Whatever, he missed the mitzvah shechita. Could be, according to the Ran, there he would be able to be shech, because could be he's not b'chal goy. Because since he's not a mumma lahachas, his mom is not going keneged, he just stam with a guy who was in a chosh, could be, and then the Ran will be more makel than the Rosh. Oh, fine. So that's in that shmuz of in the Indian of Mumra Lahachis. Oh, so there's another shmuz I want to get involved in now is in the etzim nekud of that we say Roy Mitzvah Eitz Shechita Mumchane. So we get clear. This Amora says that these in the Ravina and in the Maram that these Musig and in the Gemara that Roy Mitzvah Eitz Shechita Mumchane. The first step I wanted to maybe actually make liar is this an akuda of Eidus or is it Farzich? So Sam, just a few diukim and then Taisis are based on a basin kit. And Taisis, when he's talking about if Shechita is Bechal Eidach and Misurin, Taisis there says, Rashi says Shechita is Bechal Eidach and Misurin, Taisis adds kashes, and Taisis says Shechita shouldn't be included in the Yalfus of Eidach and Misurin. He says the shechita avra of the hashta im yod l'sakim. See, Taisus says no. Loi hoy lahaskir. Rashi should not have mentioned hafrashas chuma v'shechita, because these are neman, even though it's a chazik isura, because of the new nemanas of yodai. And then he speaks out that shechita, even though it's im yod l'saknoi, mikara he was able to shecht it karai. So because if not, if you're not going to have this in the nemanas of yodai. Him like he says, "Amay mehem and kimin is chazak yisro." Why is he going to be believed? Because you have his chasamas, you have issue of his chazak yisro. Says the lema shina b'shem makom she yitzar. You don't find they need gadol echad reim and al gabov. He says, "Amay mechal yoyin that they believe people for shechita." Even go, he says, you don't have avagav leshayach reim mitzvin eitz shechita mumchein. Even though you don't have in your cases where you don't have this reim mitzvin eitz shechita mumchein, the gun she nechta kol harish the ein beis shechita nicker. In a case where you don't have the base of Shechita Nikr and you don't have the namanas of Rei Mitzvah Eitz Shechita Mumchein and you still believe it, well, how you believe it? And it's like Taisis, Muchach, they have this new type of namanas called Biyade. So from Taisis, it sounds like if you have the base of Shechita Nikr, you have the din of Rei Mitzvah Eitz Shechita, does that mean that he's going to that, oh, now you have the din of Eidach and Misurin? Or he says, no, he's just sparring that There's nothing to do with Erech and Misurin. Just not mishpairing that there's a din of that there's a din biyada because anyways you're not going to have all the halacha of or mitzunei to shechita monchanein. So merely you're forced to come out to different amanas anyways, and merely biyada. So just I'm just like clear how to understand the Tosfos and get in. Someone else, Rabbi Moshe Shachavitz, Shaltzut, to me, reminded me of the Ramah in Mikvahs, in Hilchas Mikvahs. He says the case over there was that if you found a mikvah with Chaf Al Sa and then you came back that it was filled up, Mishalas, you're not sure how it happened. So the Ramah there says that in Reish Al Sif Dalit, I think it is. He says that there if there's a yid who says that it filled up pekashrus, you believe it. Why? Because as there. Roy mitzui neitzel mikvoyes tebrikine, and ends up an interesting lash and says, "Okay, high gavin amino neirachanam misurin." And there, in such a case, you see neirachanam misurin. So you have to know exactly what he means over there. Is mamish roy mitzui neitzel shchita mamish comes out to the one is neirachanam misurin. No, it's not a chazik. It was whatever. It was chaf al meik shamim. Then you came back and you're not sure what happened.
Why isn't it a root?
Why did it? The Gemara here also the case of by the Gemara by Mummer, also when the Gemara says by a Mummer, you buy the sakinim and nice and pasha. It seems like you just give it to him and then you leave the room, and then you come back and he shechted it. You can name on that he did it good. Okay, could be telling him. Okay, I'll wait for that. Could be telling him because you're sharing that. We're gonna mention in a minute. Fine, and that's a malacha of Roman Tzuyin, it's a Shechita Mumchanein. So it's, I think it's sort of, basically, it could be two start on how to understand it. One side of the Chari, you could say, Pashas, that, you know, you can demand that, you know, any person who gets involved in the Shechita, he knows what he's doing. Well, Marshall, let's say a guy is building a house, you could assume that he built a house. He knew what he was doing, he was building a house. You know, he would assume that he did it properly. So a guy who went and did the Ma'aseh Shechita, you could assume that he did the Ma'aseh Shechita correct. Or it sounds like he has another side that maybe he wants to say that the din of Reb Mitzuyin is a Shechita Mumchanein, it could be his gebayt of the Cheskes Kashas of the Yid. The pshat is that every person who does Shechita and he wants to make sure that he's doing the Shechita in a proper way to be able to eat the animal, he's going to do it only if he knows what he's doing. So every Yid who, and only a Yid who knows what he's doing is going to get involved to do it because he knows that he's going to want to eat something which is Mesukin. So, Gebayt on that Cheskes Kashas, that Yid is going to want to eat something which is kosher, that's where the din of Roy Mitzuni is a Shita is a Gebayt from. So, Vzo, you have to know what's the Pshat by a Mummer. Why by a Mummer, the Gemara Pashas is saying that you have Roy Mitzuni is a Shita, and L'chara, there you definitely don't have a Cheskes Kashas on him. So, Mislevi says, Otaki, he wants to say that's Taka, there's a Machoy Joshayna Benganam. He says that. The Raw and I think the Ran say that Lamaisa, if a guy is a Mumma Talvin, if he the Mishnah Gemara says that you could buy the exact even nice loy, Avadi you have to know he's a Mumcha. If he's not a Mumcha, he says the Gemara Shanim say that's not gonna work. And Pshat is they say he wants to say is that the home the manas of Roy Mutunis Shkita Mumchanein is Gabit of the Chesed Kashas of the year. And if this Mumma Talvin, which obviously does not have a Chesed Kashas, you'll have to know Bebirer before he does a Shechita that he is a Mocha. Mashenkin, he says that the Rashba, I think, famously argues and says, no, the din of Roy Mitzuni is a Shechita Mumchanein is even in a case where you do not know that he's Kasher, and even there's a lane that he's a Yid and he's an Yid, and you go do it. The Rosh Matmiel, the Chariyah, the Nomanis, what's the Pshat of them? But the Pshat would be Yizlcher, like he's saying, that the din of Roy Mitzuni is a Shechita Mumchanein is the din in the Ma'aseh Shechita. And the Pshat is not just Kibbutz on the Cheskes Kasha did. The fact that someone went ahead and did a Ma'aseh Shechita, you could safely assume that the person who went and did the Ma'aseh Shechita, he did it only because he knew what he was doing. If a guy didn't know what he was doing, I think he wants to say, the Pshat, the guy was just that price just chop his head off. He's not to chop the animal's head off and do it from the Ma'irif or whatever you would do. Because this is mice, I guess, it's so like, the way I'm understanding it, is something which is so like abstract, and then you're not going to try to do something which is something which you have no shaykhas to. So he says that if you see someone attacking it, you could assume that the maisa was done by somebody who was a mumcha. You could believe it even by a mumma l'tav, and even if you don't know he's a mumcha, you could know that it was a kasha.